Dear notorious friends, it's time to start our evening session. So, very beginning with this session, I would like to share a verse with you. This verse is from Dhammapada, shorter discourses of Buddha. He delivered Magga Natthangikan Setto. Of all paths, the Noble Eightfold Path is the best. Satchanam Chaturupada, of all truths, the Four Noble Truths is the best. Viragu Setto Dhammana, of all things, the passionless state, Nibbana is the best. Dipadanam Chakma, of all humans, the one with eyes of the Dhamma, Buddha is the best. So this is the only path for purifying one's vision of truth. There is no other. We can start our Dhamma tour. Today lesson about today discourses about six sense faculties. When we practice six sense faculties as meditation, our ignorance and especially craving will vanish. Chachaka Sutra discourses the six sets of six. Cha means six. Cha is the Pali word. Cha, it means six. Chachaka, the six sets of six. Okay. This discourse from Majjhima Nikaya, middle length discourses of Buddha. We can study something about our six sense faculties. Our eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. Actually, we can understand something about our eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. So, however, I feel now, all beings, they are very innocent because they suffer a lot, but they don't know about suffering. Okay? And all beings, they use eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, but they don't know about it. They don't know what happened to us. Buddha delivered a discourse with compassionate mind. So when beginning these discourses, he is saying, actually, when Buddha is dwelling in Savati, Jetavana grove, Buddha delivered these discourses. He addressed to monk. Then all monks, they gathered with Buddha. At that time, Buddha delivered. Dhammango bhikkhave desisthan, monk, I shall teach you the Dhamma. Adhikalyana, that is good in the beginning. That is good in the beginning. So what is the beginning? Beginning? Adhikalyana. Beginning is seal or virtues or something like precepts. So it is the beginning point. Adhikalyana, that is good in the beginning. Majjhe kalyana, good in the middle. What is the middle? Samadhi, yeah, concentration. It's the middle. That is good in the beginning, good in the middle, and Pariyosan Kalyana, good in the end. End, what's the end? Prajna, wisdom. End. With the right meaning and praise, I shall reveal holy life. That is utterly perfect and pure. What is the six sets of six? listen and attend closely to what I shall say. Then that monk replied, "Yes, Bhante." Then Blessed One said these discourses. So now you know about beginning, middle, and end. So this path is very clear. Very clear. So beginning is the virtuous life or whole life, like precepts, and madhya or middle is the samadhi or concentration. End, it is the wisdom, prajna. Buddha said, "Cha ajjatikani ayatanani veditapani." Monks, the six internal bases should be understood. Okay? It's the first one. Next one, cha bahirani ayatanani veditapani. The six external bases should be understood. Six external bases should be understood. Cha vinyanakaya veditapa. The six classes of consciousness should be understood. And cha pasakaya veditapa. The six classes of contact should be understood. Cha vedanakaya veditapa. The six classes of feelings should be understood. Cha tanhakaya veditapa. The six classes of craving should be understood. There are six sins. Okay? What is the first six? About internal basis, like six sense faculties. Second six, external basis or external faculties. Third six, class of consciousness. Six class of consciousness. You can study about those things. And fourth one, six classes of contact. And fifth six, six classes of feelings. Six kinds of feelings, like that. And final one, six classes of craving, or six kinds of craving, like that. Again, then Buddha said, monks, cha ajjattikani ayatanani veditapani itiko panetam uttam kinyetam padichuttam. It means the six internal base should be understood, so it was said. And with reference to what was this said. Now we are going to say about six sense bases. Chakkayatana. There are the eye bases. Sotayatana. The ear bases. Ganayatana. The nose bases. Jivayatana. The tongue bases. Kayatana. The body bases. Manayatana. The mind basis. So it was with reference to this, that is, that it was said, the six internal bases should be understood. Idam Pataman Chakka, this is the first six. First six means eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. It's the first six. Next one. The six external bases should be understood. So it was said, and with reference to what was this said. There are the form bases, sound bases, odor bases, the flavor bases, the tangible bases, and mind object bases. So it was with reference to this. That it was said, the six external bases should be understood. So, idam dutiyan chakkan, this is the second set of six. What is the second six? Second six, set of six. Rupayatana forms, briefly. Sounds. Next one. Odors. Flavors. Tangibles. Mind objects, like thoughts. Okay. So this is the second six. And the same minds. So vinyana kaya vitapa, the sixth class of consciousness should be understood. So it was said, and with reference to what was this said. Now he is going to say about consciousness. Listen carefully. Chakkuncha paticcha rupecha uppajjati chakku vinyana. Dependent on the eye and form, eye consciousness arises. Okay? Dependent on the eye and forms, eye consciousness arises. Eye forms means like pictures or something like, or things like forms. So, dear friends, consciousness, I said about it in the morning. So, consciousness, anytime it associates with our body. Okay? We can't say consciousness, it's in our mind, it's in our brain, heart, like that. Anytime that consciousness, according to Buddha's teaching, we say about it, anytime it associates with our body. So, consciousness, it's help to recognize something. Okay? So, according to this phrase, we say, dependent on the eye and forms, eye consciousness arises. It means, we know we have an eye, and we know there are many kinds of forms. So, when we see something or when we look something, that forms and eye, those things will touch. At the moment, our consciousness will arise in our eyes. Okay? It will not arise in form. It will not arise on form. It will arise on our eyes. So, it is the eye consciousness. Is it clear? It's the eye consciousness. So at that time, we can see something. We recognize something like color or person like that. Then, next one. Sotancha paticcha saddecha upajjati sotavijnana. Dependent on the ear and sounds, ear consciousness arises. Sounds, we have ears, then sounds and ear, those things will touch. Okay, at that time, our consciousness will arise on our ear. It is not arise on sound, it depends on ear. Okay, so it is the ear consciousness. At that time, we can recognize some kinds of sound. Third one, sota vijnana. Gananca padicca gandhecha upajjati gana vijnana. Dependent on the nose and odors, nose consciousness arises. We have a nose and we know about there are many kinds of odors. So sometimes our nose and odors will connect. At that time, our consciousness, it will arise on our nose. At the moment, we can recognize some kinds of odors. Okay? Then we will say something. about it, about orals. Next one, jivaha chepadiki chelase chupajati, jiva vijnana, dependent on the tongue and flavors, tongue consciousness arises. We know we have a tongue. And there are many kinds of flavors. Then our tongue and flavors, those things will connect. It will connect. Or it will touch. At the moment, our tongue consciousness or our consciousness will arise on our tongue. Okay? So it is the tongue consciousness. And dependent on the body and tangible, body consciousness arises. You know, we have body, every beings have body. Body, and we know about tangibles, those things will touch, those things will connect. At the moment our consciousness will arise on our body, will arise in our body, or on our body, what's the correct term? Consciousness will arise in our body. So it is the body consciousness. So after that we will feel something, we will recognize something, oh today it's hot, oh it's cool, like that. We will say something. The next one, dependent on the mind and mind objects, mind consciousness arises. So it's a little bit difficult to understand. We know every being have mind. And mind and mind objects. So there are many kinds of objects. So mind objects, those are external ones. Mind is the internal one. Okay, then I is the internal one, forms, this is the external one. And ear is an internal one, sound, it is the external one. Like that, mind is the internal one, objects, those are external. Dear friends, sometimes some kinds of thoughts, some kinds of mind object and our mind. So those things will connect, those things will touch. At that time, our consciousness arises in our mind. Okay? So it is the mind consciousness actually. So after that, we recognize or we can identify that mind objects. Okay? You will say, oh, I felt bad feelings, like, so some bad thoughts nowadays, bad thoughts arise in our mind. Like that? Okay? Because we can recognize our thoughts. If you want to recognize our thoughts, actually at that time, our consciousness help to our mind for recognize that thoughts, that kinds of mind objects. Then Buddha said, Monk, so it was with reference to this that it was said, the six classes of consciousness should be understood. This is the third set of six, Idam, Thati and Chakka. So, actually, dear friends, Buddha divided our body for six parts. Okay? Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind. So, this is our life. No any other thing. No any other things than this. Then, after that, he said, so this is the internal thing. Then he said external things, forms, odors, flavors, tangibles and mind objects like that. Then he said about consciousness. Now he is going to say about Pasa. Consciousness, Pali word is Vijnana. Now he is going to say about Pasa means contact. Pasa is the Pali word. So now you know about first six and 2-6 and 3-6 according to this chart. Okay? Now I am going to say 4-6 contact. With the delivered months, Chapasakaya Veditabha, the six classes of contact should be understood. So it was said, and with reference to what was this said, with the delivered, dependent on the eye and forms, Chakuncha Patichalupecha Upadit Chakunyanam, eye consciousness arises, you know. Then Tinnan Sangati Paso Buddha said, the meeting or combining of the three is contact. It is the contact. So our mind, our eye, forms and consciousness. There are three things. Okay? Those things will connect or those things will combine. So it is the eye contact. You can say it eye contact. Is it clear? Eye contact. So there are three things: eye, forms and consciousness. Then Buddha said, Sotancha Padicha Saddecha Upajati Sota Vinyanam Tinna Sangat Pasu. Dependent on the ear and sounds, ear consciousness arises. The meeting, a combining meeting or combining of the three is contact. So it is about ear contact. So what is the ear contact? Our eye, no, our ear and sounds and ear consciousness, those things will connect. Those things will combine or meet. So it is the contact, ear contact. So ear contact has three things. It has three things: ear, sounds, and consciousness. Ear consciousness. Then, dependent on the nose and odors, nose consciousness arises. The meeting of the three is contact. Our nose and odors and our consciousness. Nose consciousness, those things will connect or those things will meet. So contact, it is a one unit. Okay? So it is the contact. It's the contact. And dependent on the tongue and flavors, tongue consciousness arises. The meeting of the three is contact. Okay? Or combining of three things is contact. So our tongue and taste or flavors and our tongue consciousness. I said about it, tongue consciousness. Those things will meet or those things connect. So it is the tongue contact. It has three things. And dependent on the body and tangibles, body consciousness arises. The meeting of the three is contact. So, or combining of three things is contact. Our body and tangibles and our mind or body consciousness, those things will connect. Those things will connect. So it is the body contact. It's the body contact. So Buddha, he explained one by one. Okay. Finally, dependent on the mind and mind objects, mind consciousness arises. The meeting of the three is contact. So then meeting or combining of the three things is contact. You know, mind and mind object and mind consciousness, those things will connect or combined. So it is the mind contact. Then Buddha said, monks, so it was with reference to this that it was said the six classes of contact should be understood. This is the fourth set of six. Idam chatunam chakkam. This is the fourth six. Now you know about what is the first six? Internal basis. Second six? External basis. Third six? Six classes of consciousness. And fourth six? Six class of contact. Okay? So, because I know it's difficult to pay your attention, because this time very useful for sleep. Therefore I have some kind of, I will have some kinds of question about these discourses. Now, Buddha, Supreme Buddha, he is going to say next six, means cha vedana kaya veditabvan. The six classes of feeling should be understood. Six classes of feeling. So Buddha divided all feelings for six parts. All feelings. Actually, this Dhamma not for human beings. We know heavenly beings. They have six faculties. You know hell beings. They have six faculties. Then animals, they have faculties. Ghosts, they have faculties. Human, we know we have those faculties. But if someone understands about it, he should be a god or he should be a human. Other beings, they can't understand. Actually, they can't understand their own eye. They can't understand that sound. They can't understand their nose. They can't understand their tongue. But every day, they use those faculties. Every day, they use faculties. But if someone understands it, he should be a god or human. Therefore, we know Buddha is the teacher for God and him. Then Buddha is saying the six classes of feeling should be understood. So it was said, and with reference to what was this said? Dependent on the eye and forms, eye consciousness arises. The meeting of the three is eye contact. With contact as condition, there is feeling. Okay? So, therefore, contact is the first incident. After that, he will feel something. Okay, so we know we have an eye and we can see kinds of forms, and we know when we know then our eye and forms, when we touch, our eye consciousness will arise in our eye. After that, there is a contact, eye contact, then we will feel something. We will feel that form. May be a pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Okay? So therefore contact, and now you have an idea about contact and feel. Then Buddha saying, dependent on the ear and sounds, ear consciousness arises. The meaning of the three is contact with, as condition, there is feeling. We have ears, and you know there are many kinds of sound we will hear. Then when our ear and sound and our consciousness, those things will connect or combine, at the moment we will feel that sound. Okay, so without contact, we can't talk about feeling. Without contact, we can't talk about feeling. If we talk about feeling, it has a contact. It has a contact. So, actually, this is the nature. Then, they say, dependent on the nose, and orders. Nose consciousness arises. The meaning of the three is contact. So with contact, as condition, they are feeling. We know we had feel. We had felt many kinds of orders. So every feeling had a contact. Contact. Without contact, we will not feel odors. Okay? Next one. Dependent on the tongue and flavors, tongue consciousness arises. The meaning or combining of the three is contact. With contact as condition, there is feeling. There is feeling. So we have a tongue and we know about flavors. Tongue and flavors and our consciousness will connect, will combine. At that time, there is a contact. So according to that contact, we will feel some kinds of taste. It may be pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Then after that, you will say, you can say, oh, it's delicious, or it's salty, or sweet, like that. Okay? Then, again, with the same about body, dependent on the body and tangibles, body consciousness arises. The meaning of the three is contact. With contact as condition, there is feeling. So, we have a body, there are many kinds of tangibles, then we know there's tangibles and body, those things will connect with consciousness. At the moment, there is a contact. So according to that contact, we will feel some kinds of tangibles. You will say, oh, today it's hot. And you will say, oh, it's comfortable. Like that, according to tangibles. Next one, dependent on the mind and mind objects, mind consciousness arises. The meaning of the three is contact. With contact as condition, there is feeling. So it was with reference to this that it was said, the six classes of feeling should be understood. Idam Panchaman Chakam. This is the fifth set of six. dependent on the mind and mind objects. Okay, mind consciousness arises. There are three things. It has the three things: mind, mind object, and mind consciousness. Those things will connect or combine or meet. At the time there is a contact, according to that contact, you will feel some kinds of thoughts. So at that time, you will say, how? So, you will say, oh, it's boring. It's like boring. And so, then I have a compassion mind. Like that, according to that feeling, you will say, because that feeling depends on your mind. Compassion, love, kindness, then you will say, I felt love, like that. Sometimes you will say, I got angry, like that. Okay? Then, so it is the Panchaman Chakam. This is the fifth set of six. Then Buddha said, next six. Cha Thanna Kaya Veditabha. The six classes of craving should be understood. So it was said, and with reference to what was this said, with the deliver, dependent on the I and forms I consciousness arises, the meeting of the three is contact. With contact as condition, there is feel. With feeling as condition, there is craving. Okay? Now you know about feeling. According to that feel, craving will arise. Our life. So when we see something, we have eye forms, we will see something, there are some forms, which is the external one, internal one is the eye. Eye forms, and that forms and eye will just connect, eye consciousness will arise in our eyes. At that time, eye forms and I consciousness, those things will connect. We say it contact. According to contact, there is a feel. He will feel something. Okay, it may be pleasant, neutral, unpleasant. According to his feeling, craving will arise in his mind or in his life. So that is the starting point or generation of craving. Actually, this is about complete insight. If we can understand contact, we can eradicate craving. We can follow these discourses. Then Buddha explained those things. Okay? Is it correct? So, according to this phrase, Buddha said, I and forms and I consciousness, those things will connect, or those things will combine together. So, it is the meeting of the three is contact, or it's the contact, or then with contact as condition there feel. So according to that contact, because of contact, he will feel something. Okay? Feeling will create. Then with the feeling as condition, there is craving. Okay? So is there a feeling? There is a craving. This is for general people, not for enlightened ones. Okay? If someone has a feeling, He has a crib. This is about eye. Then it is very same to nose, tongue, body, mind, those things. We know about when we talk about body feeling. According to our feeling, craving will sprout. Craving will birth, like will origin. Feeling. Then Buddha delivered. Now he is going to justify those things. Okay, this is about not self. Actually, this is about not self. Buddha said, if anyone says, chakkum attati, the I is self, that is not tenable. That is not tenable, like justifiable. Okay? It is not justifiable. Buddha said, the rise and fall, or rise and cease, of the I are discerned. We can experience it. And since its rise and cease or fall are discerned, it would follow myself, rise and falls. That is why it is not tenable for anyone to say the I is self. Buddha said, thus the I is not self. Dear friends, so Buddha saying, monks, we can experience origination of I, and we can experience, we can see cease of I, cessation of I. Like we have seen some blind person, okay, then we know ending with this life, our eyes will die. Actually, those eyes will vanish. Then we can see it. Then we know about our eye. Those eyes subject to aging, keep changing, subject to death, and subject to sickness. Okay? Then, at the moment, we think, oh, what happened to my eye? Oh, my eye. Like that. But Buddha say, so it is the reason for not self. We can't control our eye. Therefore, it is not self. We can't say myself. Because real nature, not self. Now you will think, so how when we use some medication to eyes, we can control our eyes like that? What happened? Actually, at that time, we can't control our eye. It depends on medication. It's not myself. It is also not self. It's depending on medication. That recover depends on medication. Okay, this I is not self, therefore we can use medication, we can change it. According to that medication, our I will change. Why? Reason is not self. But with the same beings, they think it is myself. But real nature is not self. I is not self. So that actually this not self not depend on words. Okay? It is internal feeling. That feelings will arise internal, not self and myself. It is not depend on words. We can use kinds of words, mine, myself, like that. But this is about our internal feeling. Feel. Then Buddha says, if anyone says forms are self, if anyone says forms are self, this is not justifiable. The rise and cease of the forms are discerned. And since its rise and fall or cease are discerned, it would follow myself, rise and falls, myself, rise and cease or vanish. That's why it is not justifiable for anyone to say forms are self, thus the forms is not self, I is not self. Okay, we can see some kinds of forms or pictures, those things. We can see something, some origination of forms. Okay, we can see those things will appear. Then, after that, we can experience those forms will vanish. Then, when we see about it, when we recognize about it, we think, oh, my forms, it vanished. What happened to my forms like that? Buddha said, it is not tenable or justifiable. Because its real nature is not self. Not self, forms. Then Buddha said about consciousness. It is also not self. When we see something, our consciousness will arise in our eyes. When we look something, our eye consciousness will arise in our eye. So it is a natural incident. And it is like that our contact, according to that, so those three things will connect. It is the contact. So when we see something, when we look something, that contact will arise. We can experience that contact. But we think it's that contact, it's mine, myself. Okay? But you know, I is impermanent. Forms are impermanent. And consciousness depend on connected I and forms. Consciousness is also impermanent. So how about contact? It's also impermanent, because I is impermanent, forms is impermanent, therefore contact it's also impermanent. And feelings, according to contact we will feel something, so it is also impermanent. Impermanent. But we think, I feel, I felt. We can use that word, but we have internally that that thoughts, like something like that view, self view, identity view, like that. Okay? But all things are impermanent. Then, according to that feeling, some kinds of craving will arise in our lives or mind. So we think that craving, it is permanent, it is myself, but it is also not self, it is also impermanent. Why? I is impermanent, form is impermanent, contact is impermanent, and feeling also impermanent. Therefore, craving also impermanent. But we think that craving myself. We think about feeling myself. But those things are not self. Then, dear friends, like that, Buddha said that craving, if anyone says craving self like that, so Buddha said craving is not self. Forms are not self, eye consciousness is not self, eye contact is not self, feelings is not self, craving is not self. Dear friends, like that, it's very same too about our ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. Those things are not self. Non-self. Then Buddha says, if anyone says thus, if anyone says the nose is self, that is not tenable. Because we can see, arise and vanish of nose. Then Buddha said about nose, odors and tongue and flavors, everything not self. Because we can see origination and cessation of all things. Then Buddha said, Yanko bhikkave sakkaya samudaya gamya patipada. Now monks, this is the way leading to the origination of five aggregates, or origination of identity view, or myself, or I am, like that. Okay, or craving, we can say. Now monks, this is the way leading to the origination of identity. How? One regards the I thus. This is mine. This I am. This is myself. One regards form. This is mine. This I am. This is myself. One regards I consciousness. This is mine. This I am. This is myself. One regards I contact. How is mine? This I am. This is myself. One regards feel, this mind, this I am, this myself. One regards craving, thus, this is mine, this I am, this is myself. When he think according to this, or when he think about, when he think like this, what happened to him? His identity view and five aggregates and craving will develop, or it will grow. Like that, it is about I. Like that, he think about ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, and he will think about actually this is the nature of mind. Without any effort, those thoughts will arise in our minds. This is mine, this is I am, this is myself. Because according to that order, you know about I, forms and consciousness, those things will connect, it is the contact, and according to contact, he will feel something. According to that feeling, he has a craving. So now, he has, according to that process, he has this view. What? This is mine, this I am, this myself. Okay, he think about eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, all things, and form, sounds, everything, without effort. So, it is the origination of identity view and five aggregates, we can say, and craving. That craving will arise in his life. Then, Buddha saying, cessation of identity. How? Ayanko panabhikve sakka nirodhagamya patipada. Now monks, this is the way leading to the cessation of identity. One regards the I thus. This is not mine. This is I am not. This is not myself. One regards forms. How? This is not mine. This is I am not. This is not myself. One regards I consciousness and I contact and feelings and craving. This is not mine. This I am not. This is not myself. Buddha said, when he think like this, what happened to him? His identity view or his five aggregates or that craving will reduce little by little. That craving will vanish. Then, actually, this is the main point we should think. Because we couldn't think like this cessation of identity. Okay, so it is the meditation that's said by Buddha about six sense faculties. Because we couldn't think like that. Okay, then, dear friends, Buddha said about it's very same to eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, all things. Not mind, we should think, not mind, not I am, not myself, like that. Then Buddha said about underlying tendency, like anusaya, Pali word anusaya. Underlying tendency. How? Buddha said, monks, dependent on the I and forms, I consciousness arises. The meeting of the three is contact. The contact as condition, there arises felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, like neutral. Okay? Then Buddha said, when? Now he has a feeling, some kinds of feeling, maybe pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Then Buddha said, when one is touched by a pleasant feeling, what happened to him? If one delights in it, welcomes it, abhinandati, abhivadati, ajosai, tittati, and remains holding to it, then the underlying tendency to lust lies within one. Okay? When he delights that feeling, what happened to him? This is about pleasant feeling. What happened to him? His lust will grow in his life according to pleasant feeling, without any effort. Without any effort. He has only pleasant mind about forms or something like that. And when one is touched by painful feeling, first one about pleasant feeling, second one about painful feeling, what happened to him? Feeling, if one sorrow, grieves and laments, weeps, beating one's heart and become distraught, then the underlying tendency to aversion lies within one. Okay, so according to that contact, he will feel some painful things. According to that painful, what happened to him? His aversion will grow. Actually, his hatred or ill will, it will grow in his mind or in his life. Okay? So according to unpleasant feeling. Then, when one is touched by a neither painful nor pleasant feeling, if one does not understand as it actually is the origination, the desperate disappearance, the gratification, the danger and the escape in regard to that feeling, then the underlying tendency to ignorance lies within one. So when he feel neither pleasant, when he feel a neutral feeling, what happened to him? His ignorance will develop because he don't know about that feeling. He don't know about it. He don't know about neutral feeling. But he feel it. Okay? So according to that feeling, his ignorance will develop without any effort. This is the general process. This is every being has this process. Without any effort, according to pleasant feeling, our lust will grow. According to unpleasant feelings, our hatred will develop. According to neutral feelings, our ignorance will grow without any effort. Therefore, those beings, every beings, they are very innocent. They can't release from ignorance, or they can't understand Four Noble Truth, because no any other way. Okay? They suffer a lot. They feel many kinds of feeling, but according to that feeling, their lust or hatred or ignorance will grow. Then Buddha say, it is about I. Not only I, when we use our nose, tongue, body, mind, all, when we use all faculties, this is the real incident. This is the real process, that processing in our lives. Then, Buddha say, how we destroy it. Then Buddha say again, monks, that one shall hear, and now, monks, the one shall hear and now make an end of suffering without abandoning the underlying tendency to lust for pleasant feeling, without abolishing the underlying tendency to aversion towards painful feeling, without eradicating the underlying tendency to ignorance in regard to neither painful nor pleasant feeling, without abandoning ignorance and arousing true knowledge. This is impossible. So if you want to liberate from all suffering, we should eradicate those hatred, ill will, hatred, lust and ignorance. Like ignorance, like delusion. Okay, delusion. Then Buddha say, monks, dependent on the I and forms, I consciousness arises, the meeting of the three is contact. With contact as condition there arises, felt as pleasant or painful or neither painful nor pleasant, when one is, so what happened to him? When one is touched by pleasant feeling, if one does not delight in it, okay, and does not welcome it, does not remain holding to it, then what happened to him? Then the underlying tendency to lust does not lie within one, okay? When he think about, or when he recognize, actually he does not delight that pleasant form, that pleasant feel. According to that action, what happened to his lust will not arise in his life. Okay? Then when one is touched, when one is touched by a painful feeling, if one does not sorrow, grieve and lament, does not weep, beating one's heart and become distraught. The same, then the underlying tendency to aversion does not lie within one. Okay? It is about unpleasant feeling. So, according to that feeling, he will not become distraught and he will not weep and beating one's heart like that. So, according to that action, his aversion will not grow. Then, when one is touched by neither painful nor pleasant feeling, if one understands as it actually is the origination, the disappearance, the gratification, the danger, and the escape in regard to the feel, then the underlying tendency to ignorance does not lie within one. Okay, because he does not gratify to it, and he so tend, he so he think escape in regard to the feeling. Then he understand actually is the origination. Therefore, his ignorance will not grow. Then Buddha said, monks, that one shall here and now make an end of suffering by abandoning the underlying tendency to lust for person feeling by abolishing the underlying tendency to aversion towards painful feeling, by destroying underlying tendency to ignorance in regard to neither painful nor pleasant feeling, by abandoning ignorance and arousing true knowledge, this is possible. This is possible. Therefore, if you want to eradicate our lust and our ignorance and our hatred, we should eradicate our identifier view. If we want to eradicate it, we should think our I, forms, feelings, craving, everything, not self. Not I am, not mine, self, like that. Then finally Buddha said about liberation. Evam pasam bhikkhave, seeing thus monks, a well-taught, noble disciple become disenchanted with the I, disenchanted with form, disenchanted with I consciousness, disenchanted with I contact, disenchanted with feeling, disenchanted with craving. Buddha said, being disenchanted, he becomes dispassionate. Through dispassion, he is liberated. When it is liberated, there comes the knowledge. It is liberated. He understands birth is destroyed. The whole life has been lived. What had to be done has been done. There is no more coming to any state of being. Then Buddha delivered these discourses, dear friends. At the moment, that is what the Blessed One said. There was monks. The monks were satisfied and delight in the Blessed One's words. Now, while this discourse was being spoken, through not clinging, the minds of 60 monks were liberated from the chains. Actually, they became enlightened ending with these discourses. 60 monks became enlightened. So, dear friends, so these discourses, it's a little bit deep, but I wanted to say all discourse. Now, I'm going to bless for you, saying Pali verses. This is our traditional way. Take it. Sabbe tyo vivajjantu sabba roko vinasatu mate bhavatvantrayo sukhi digayuko bhava. May all calamities be avoided, may any illness be destroyed, may there be no dangers for you, may you live long. Bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata sabba buddhanubhavena sabba dhammanubhavena sabba sanghanubhavena sada sutti bhavantute. May all good fortune come your way, may all deities protect you. By all the power of the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha, may you always enjoy well-being. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.